awful. You look lovely.
Oh, I hate the way I look. I hate my face. I hate everything about me.
Nonsense. What's wrong with your face?
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't look like me.
Well, now, can you think of one that looks more like you?
Well, maybe it looks too much like me. Honestly, if I met myself coming down the street, I wouldn't even look at me twice.
Well, naturally, you're not a boy.
Here, try this on. Boys want somebody with personality, not somebody who's just blah.
Who says that you are?
Mother, the phone. Get the phone.
Jeff, are you down there? Will you answer that?
Okay, Mom, I'll get it.
Oh, I think I'll take an aspirin. Will that just make me jittery?
Mary, will you stop it? You've been out with boys before.
Yes, but not with Herbie Shields.
Well, what's so special about Harvey Shields?
Herbie Shields? I've hardly even met him. He's two classes ahead of me.
Well, Daddy's older than I am.
Yes, but Herbie's such a brain. He goes around with a slide rule in his pocket, and anything I say, he's just gonna know I'm a moron.
Well, honey, if he's a brain, feel flattered that he asked you out.
But he didn't ask me out. It was Babs who arranged the whole thing. She had this date with Tui, and Tui asked her if she could find another girl to go out with Herbie because, well, Herbie doesn't like many girls, and so Babs thought of me. And, oh, thank goodness it's a double date.
I got news for you. Babs has got the hives.
The hives?
Yep, so she can't go out tonight. She called off Tui, but Herbie, he's coming here to pick you up at 8 o'clock sharp.
8 o'clock? Oh, Mother, my watch is stopped. Could you fix it? Just me and Herbie alone?
That's about the size of it. Have fun.
Mother, what'll I do? What'll I say?
Oh, honey, don't worry about it. You'll think of something.
I'll die. I'll just die.
Oh, no, you won't.
Mother, are hives catching?
Of course not.
I think I itch. Alex, doesn't she look lovely?
Beautiful.
Turn around, honey. Jeff, isn't she pretty?
You look pretty good for you.
Oh, thanks a lot, Jeff. Mother, does my slip show? No, not now. But if you keep tugging at those straps... Look, honey, everything's going to be all right. Alex, doesn't she look lovely?
Lovely.
Alex, what are you reading?
Medical journal. Why?
Could you take just a moment to look at your daughter?
I just said she looked beautiful.
I know, but don't just say it.
What's all the frenzy about?
She's going out with Herbie Shields.
So?
Well, Daddy, we're going out alone. I don't even know Herbie.
Well, then why are you going out with him?
Oh. Alex, will you just read and not say anything, please?
I'll be glad to.
It must be near 8 o'clock. Why doesn't he come?
No, honey, it's 8:10.
Oh, Mother, are you sure this looks right? Maybe I should have worn a skirt and blouse.
No, he looks just fine.
Oh, Jeff, do you have to lie all over the place?
Who's lying all over the place?
Jeff, get up.
What for?
You heard your mother. Get up. Go and do your homework.
The teacher didn't give us any homework tonight.
We'll do tomorrow night's homework.
You folks certainly know how to make a fella feel at home.
Get up. Clear out. Get lost. Be back.
Oh, honey, for heaven's sake, come back here and sit down. You don't want Herbie to find you standing at the door. Mary, where are you going?
I've changed my mind. I'm going to put on the skirt and blouse.
But I thought we agreed. Oh, that poor child. I know exactly how she feels. I'm so nervous myself.
Sweetheart, relax. It's her date, not yours. They'll go out, they'll have a nice time, and tomorrow all this hysteria will be forgotten.
Oh, you're right. It's silly. What am I worrying about? She's pretty. She's intelligent. She'll do fine. It's ridiculous to get upset like this.
Is that you? I just want to see this mastermind.
Shh, go back up to your room. Your skirt. Well, good evening.
Good evening. Is Mary around?
Well, she'll be down in just a few minutes. You're Herbie Shields, I presume?
That's right.
Well, I'm Mary's mother.
How do you do?
Won't you come in? Alex, dear.
Hmm?
Alex, this is Herbie Shields.
Well, how do you do?
Mother!
Oh, excuse me.
Haste makes waste. Well, Harvey, come on in. Sit down.
Thank you, sir.
That doesn't look too comfortable. Wouldn't you like to sit in the chair?
No, this is fine. Thank you.
Oh, wouldn't you like to take off that overcoat?
Oh, no, thank you. I guess we'll be going along pretty soon, probably.
Yeah. Well, Harvey, so you go to the high school too, huh?
Herbie.
What's that?
Herbie, I say my name is Herbie.
Oh. Of course. Sorry, I don't know where I got Harvey. So, you go to the high school too?
Yes, sir.
Do you like it?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, that's good. Well, what are prospects for the track team this year?
The track team?
Yeah, they had a pretty good one last year.
Are you interested in track?
Well, I, aren't you?
No, sir. I'm interested in science.
Science, really? Well, that's interesting. I'm a scientist myself. Medical scientist. I'm a doctor.
I know. Why are you so interested in track?
You've got to stop fussing and get down there.
Mother, I'm scared.
Honey, everything's going to be all right. He's a nice boy, I can tell. So maybe just run along and have fun. Go on.
Hi.
Hi, Herbie. I'm sorry if I kept you waiting.
Oh, you didn't. That's okay.
Oh, well, I'm sorry if I did.
Well, what are you two going to do this evening?
Well, I don't know exactly. I mean, I thought Tui and Babs were coming.
Me too.
They had something cooked up. I don't know what.
Well, there's always the movies.
What would you like to do?
Well, I don't know, Herbie. What would you like to do?
I don't know. Anything you'd like to do.
There's always the movies.
Everything's all right with me, Herbie.
Me too. How about going to the movies?
Oh, that's a marvelous idea.
Good thought. That's fine.
Well, all right. Have fun, you two.
That's right. Have fun.
Bye. It's going to be all right, sir. Come on. Have a good time.
Bye.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to get some sleep. Good night, darling.
Alex, how can you possibly go to sleep?
Mary's got her own key. What good will it do to stay awake?
Haven't you any feelings? What kind of a father are you?
A tired father who's had about all he can stand. Now, will you please be quiet and let me get some sleep? No, Donna, I'm sorry, darling.
That's Mary! You're home early. You see, it wasn't so bad after all, was it?
No, it wasn't so bad. It was just the most horrible experience of my whole life.
Darling, what happened?
Nothing.
Oh, tell me, honey, what happened?
Nothing happened. We went into this drive-in movie, and then we went to this drive-in hamburger place, and oh, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say, and we just sat there. Oh, I don't even want to talk about it.
Oh, darling.
I'm never going out with anybody again, ever.
Oh, honey, it happens that way sometimes. I remember so well. Did I ever tell you about the first time I went out with your daddy?
No.
Well, it was while he was still an intern. I barely knew him. I'd only met him once, and well, he was older and so much more sophisticated. I was scared to death. I wanted so to make a good impression, and well, everything went wrong. Just everything. It was New Year's Eve of all times. He'd reserved a table at this hotel. Daddy was handsome, even in those days. While there I was in a horrible dress I'd borrowed from my roommate. I was all pinned together, afraid to draw a breath for fear something awful would happen, and afraid to let it out for fear of something worse.
Dr. Stone.
Oh, good evening, Dr. Stone. I have your table for you. This way, please.
No, that's the way we came in. I don't like being too close to the band, do you?
No, I don't.
Cigarette?
No, thank you. There doesn't seem to be many people here, does there?
No. I guess we're a little early, actually. I imagine it'll fill up later on.
Yes, I imagine it will. I guess we are early.
Yes, I guess so.
Oh, look, horns. I guess we're supposed to blow them later.
Yes, I guess so. Oh, would you excuse me, please? I have to make a telephone call.
Oh, sure, go right ahead. But don't let me keep you. I figured he was so bored, he went to call up another girl just to have somebody to talk to. And there I sat, a bundle of nerves, trying to act nonchalant. Oh, that horrible dress. Oh, you're back.
Yes.
Did you make your phone call?
Well, I couldn't get him. I'll try again later. Oh, I just thought, would you excuse me again, please?
Only I'd had a different roommate, one my size. His beautiful orchids in the soup, they were practically ruined. How was I going to tell him? Right there, I just died a thousand deaths. And I kept dying him the rest of the evening. He kept going out to make phone calls, and, well, I just thought midnight would never come. And then when it finally did, oh, that was the worst of all. Somehow we got trapped into dancing. He was a marvelous dancer, but for some reason I just couldn't follow him. I don't know, they kept playing tangos or something.
My fault entirely. Ladies and gentlemen, in just 10 seconds, we will say hello to the new year.
This was the moment I dreaded most. Everyone would be kissing everyone, and he'd think he had to kiss me. Now, what should I do? Excuse myself and then run to the ladies' room?
Happy New Year, everybody!
Alan!
Cooper, excuse me.
New Year, Doctor.
Well, Happy New Year yourself, Doc.
Boy, am I glad to see you.
You was trying to unload me on a friend. That was too much.
Excuse me? Thing is, I'm kind of stuck. Be a pal, will you, and,
What'd you do after that, Mother?
Well, what could I do? I just made up my mind never to speak to him again. So you see, it just goes to show you.
Oh, I don't know anything anymore, Mother. I think life is just awful.
Now, Mary, all you need is a good night's sleep. Come on.
Where have you been?
Holding a postmortem. I think it might be a good idea if you went in and said a kind word. She needs to know that we're all behind her.
It's that bad.
Life is just awful.
Well, well, well. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Daddy. You're not going to be cheerful, are you?
Oh, no, not me. I'm sorry to hear things didn't go so well tonight.
Well, that's all right.
Well, you know, it happens that way sometimes.
I know. Mommy was telling me about the first time you and she went out together.
Oh, she did, huh?
Mm-hmm.
She tell you about the orchids?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'll never forget that. I guess I'd seen orchids before, but I had no idea what they cost. Well, one didn't look like enough, so I bought a couple. There went half my cash assets before the evening was even started. Interns don't make much, you know.
Oh, and I'd had to rent a tuxedo. There went another $5. Didn't fit me either. Sleeves too short, so were the trousers. I must have looked like Ichabod Crane. I sure felt like it. Your mother? Oh, she was a living dream. As if she'd stepped right out of Vogue. Well, anyway, we turned up at the hotel about 2 hours too early. The head waiter took one look and knew I didn't belong there.
Dr. Stone?
Dr. Stone? Dr. Stone?
I figured maybe if I tipped him, that might help. There went another buck.
Oh, Dr. Stone! I have your table. This way, please.
It's all right.
Sorry.
No, that's the way we came in.
Oh, we came in this way.
Since there were no tables on the fire escape, the head waiter gave us the worst table in the room. I don't like to sit too close to the band, do you?
No, I don't.
Would you like a cigarette?
No, thank you.
I wasn't sure whether she hated me or despised me, but I soon had a more important problem to solve. All I had left was $16. I had to get somebody to come down and bail me out.
Would you excuse me, please? I have a telephone call to make.
Certainly.
I called a pal of mine, Hooper Benson, but Hooper wasn't in. Everybody I knew, but it was New Year's Eve and nobody was home. Oh,
midnight, and I was fit to be tied.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just 10 seconds, we will say hello to the new year.
Yes, and in 1 hour and 10 seconds, I'd be in jail. How would I ever explain it to her?
Happy New Year, everybody!
Hooper! Hooper!
Alex!
Happy New Year!
Boy, am I glad to see you. I've been calling you all evening.
Excuse me? The thing is, I'm kind of stuck, so be a pal and lend me some money just till tomorrow, will you?
I want you to meet somebody. She's... Where is she? Where'd she go?
Well, if you can imagine a worse start than that. Matter of fact, I don't know why she ever had anything more to do with me. She's sound asleep.
Well, how did you manage that?
Oh, it's a way I have with women. I bore them to death.
Remember that New Year's Eve when we first went out together?
Do I? I was just telling Mary.
Well, that was the night I first discovered this strange power I have over women. Well, anybody can bore a gal on the first night out together on New Year's Eve.
You bored me?
Well, you're either bored or mad. You walked out on me.
Walked out on you?
Well, Harvey, come on in.
His name is Herbie. Come on in, Herbie.
Gee, I hope I didn't wake everybody.
Oh, no, we were all awake.
No, we're all night owls around here.
Well, I didn't know if I should come back or wait till morning, only Murray forgot her handkerchief and I thought she might be needing it.
Oh, Mary, you'll be so relieved. Mary, oh. You brought your handkerchief back. Wasn't that nice?
Thank you very much, Herbie. That was very nice of you.
That's okay. I thought you might be needing it.
Thank you very much.
Well, I just want to say, I mean, I guess I better be going now.
Oh, Herbie, won't you stay and have some hot chocolate or something? Mary, ask Herbie if he'll stay and have some hot chocolate.
Herbie, would you like to stay and have some hot chocolate or something?
Of course he would. I'd like some hot chocolate or something myself.
Dear, it's getting late.
Oh, we night owls have to get our 8 hours, you know.
Yes, doctor's orders. Well, good night.
Have fun.
Herbie,
Mary, the reason I...
You were saying...
Mary, the reason I came back, I mean the real reason, I acted like a horrible goof tonight.
You?
I don't know why, I just...
Don't be silly, Herbie, it was all my fault. Goodness, you were just fine.
Don't give me that, there were so many things I wanted to say, only I couldn't say them. I don't know why.
I know, I was the same way.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it.
You know, I like that boy very much.
You know why? Because he reminds you of me.
Alex, you remember that first New Year's Eve?
Uh-huh.
Were you uncomfortable?
Uncomfortable? It's the most miserable night of my life. I never wanted to see you again.
Really?
Huh?
Oh, well, that's exactly how I felt.
You think?